AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In Iran, explosions were heard around the capital of Tehran today as Israel targeted Iran's leadership and security forces. Iran targeted Israel and the Persian Gulf region with missiles and drones. Admiral Brad Cooper, head of U.S. Central Command, says more than 50,000 troops, 2,000 fighters, 2 aircraft carriers, and bombers from the U.S. are involved in the operation.
We have severely degraded Iran's air defenses and destroyed hundreds of Iran's ballistic missiles, launchers, and drones. And in simple terms, we're focused on shooting all the things that can shoot at us.
Cooper also says the U.S. is sinking Iran's navy. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate is expected to vote today on President Trump's decision to embark on a war against Iran. The War Powers Resolution would give Congress the opportunity to demand approval before any further attacks. European shares opened higher today after another day of sell-offs in Asia, where South Korea's benchmark plunged more than 12%. U.S. futures were 0.3% lower. Oil prices climbed more than 3% as the Iran war entered its fifth day. In other news, a Georgia man who gave his teenage son a gun was found guilty of second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. Colin Gray's son, Colt Gray, is accused of using the gun to kill 2 teachers and 2 students in his school in 2024.
The number of young people who showed up to vote in this election is unprecedented. The number of Texans who have never voted before but showed up in this election is unprecedented.
James Tallarico won the state's Democratic U.S. Senate primary. Republican Senator John Cornyn will face State Attorney General Ken Paxton in a runoff. This is AP News. 2 men in their 20s have been arrested in a weekend shooting at a nightclub in Cincinnati. They wounded 9 people. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Franique Cobb and Derek Long both face federal charges as convicted felons in possession of a firearm. Prosecutors say surveillance footage shows both men fired weapons, and ballistics evidence shows only 2 guns were discharged. Hamilton County Assistant Prosecutor Connor Wood spoke at Cobb's arraignment on local charges of felonious assault.
The defendant, who has a longstanding grudge against the victim in this case, saw him from across the venue and immediately opened fire.
The shooting erupted Sunday around 1 a.m. inside the Riverfront Live while hundreds of people were gathered for hip-hop producer DJ Fresh's annual birthday party. Audio courtesy WCPO. I'm Jennifer King.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.